Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Listen to the wind blow.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. And we're having a great visit with our good friend Rich Galen. Rich is a longtime member of our Brain Trust, the author and purveyor and cost accountant over at Mullings.com, M-U-L-L-I-N-G-S.com, twice weekly cyber column. He's a Republican operative, political operative of the Republican persuasion. He spins to the right. Rich, thanks again for being here. Speaking of the right. At this point in time, I typically don't spend a lot of time listening to the candidates because I actually have more things that I have things that are more important to do in my life than to hear any one of 24 Republicans about what their ideas are. You know, we're only going to vote for one or one candidate, whether it's a Republican or Democrat. I already know what Hillary has to say. Right, she's been around so long, so I don't pay a lot of attention. However, we're getting close. We're getting within, a couple of 3 weeks of the first cut, aren't we?
Yeah. Well, it's
on the Republican side.
Yeah. Well, everybody's not in yet. We've still got Walker to go, I think, later this week, and then John Kasich on, I think, the 21st.
How many does that make? 20?
No, that'll make 16.
16. Okay.
But
the big cut's coming up, right? The Fox thing.
Yeah, that's coming up on August 6th, I believe. And the rule is that the top 10 in national polling, the top 10 will make it onto the stage.
Mm-hmm.
And that means
is that the death knell for the other six?
Oh, well, yeah, it's very tough. Yeah.
Can anybody come back from missing the first Fox?
Sure, you can. You can come back. The issue is, do you have the money to hold on until you get the chance? And that's part of what all the new finance laws do. I mean, it used to be you needed to find, you know, $2,700 donors to try to keep you alive. Now you got to find one guy with a big checkbook that'll agree to underwrite the campaign.
Right, right.
I'm not so sure that this.
I'm
not sure. Going back to the Supreme Court, I'm not sure that was a good rule either.
How do you like this way of culling? This isn't even a technical thing, is it? I mean, this is a television thing, right?
Yeah, it's for the TV. Yeah,
that's kind of interesting, isn't it?
Yeah, I tried a boomlet to say, you know what? We need to rethink how we do this. I mean, there's no reason to have debates that are essentially the same as, you know, debates have been since, Churchill or since Lincoln, for that matter, Lincoln,
right.
Douglas, they did the same thing. They, you know, took turns and they
but, I mean, somebody could be polling really low right now because they haven't, you know, done a whole lot. And if they get cut off of the Fox debate and that hurts their I mean, that could a person
yeah,
who,
it feeds
who,
on itself.
The number 11 person could have wound up being the best candidate.
Well, it could be. But, I mean, that's part of the process. Everybody knows that's the rule. I mean, they're not sneaking this in on everybody.
No, I know, but it just seems.
So, I mean, let's take Bobby Jindal as an example. He has been running for president since he was a congressman, and he has never not had an opportunity to break through, but he never has, and he never will.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just got to learn. You know, at some point, he's got to say, you know what, this is never going to happen, guys. Let's go back and be governor.
So, who do you think's going to be 9 and 10 and 11?
Well, I wrote last night in my column that the cut line at this point appears to be Ted Cruz at 3.3%.
And below
but
him.
That doesn't account for Kasich,
right,
who will have just announced and will probably get a bump in the poll. So,
and Walker.
You know, if 3.3% is it, then really Cruz is the guy on the bubble.
Mm-hmm. Including Walker? Will Walker and Kasich get in?
Oh, yeah. Walker's already up.
Walker, he hasn't even announced.
Rubio. Carson probably. I mean,
so you think Kasich may bump Cruz?
Yes, that's where as of
right.
today.
What and we'll Trump and what about Trump? What do you think about
oh no, he's in,
isn't he? Yeah.
Oh yeah, absolutely.
So
and
that's
why everybody will watch. I mean, see what
I made this prediction about Trump.
Okay.
I've never been a big fan of Donald Trump, but I've heard him give his announcement speech, And I said, you know what? He's saying the kind of things a lot of Americans want to hear. And I heard him say the stupid things, and I thought, okay, that was stupid. He'll pay for that. But I also heard him say a lot of smart things, a lot of things that I believe he believes, and I think a lot of Americans believe and believe he believes. However, my prediction is he won't be the nominee, but I believe he will contribute greatly to getting the nominee elected if the nominee gets elected, if the Republican gets elected.
Oh, yeah. I
think he'll be a president maker, but not a president.
Well, I don't know if he'll be a president maker, but everybody does have to respond to him because he will be covered constantly, every word that comes out of his mouth. The upside is that you can't, I mean, Jindal, going back to him, he would cut off his right arm to get that kind of coverage.
Right.
And he's never going to get it. The other side is that, and we've seen this in other people, Jim, is that if you're going to make your living by saying really shocking things,
mm-hmm.
you've got to constantly expand the outrageous envelope.
Well,
sooner or later you jump over the line.
He's the Nobel Prize winner on those things. No,
yeah.
There's no,
I mean,
no
what he said about
that.
What he said about Bush's wife the other day.
Oh,
was
boy.
Just, I mean, you're not going to get away with that very often.
If he said that,
even if
you
agree with it, you just can't.
Oh, yeah. No, you can't do that. And that's, folks, if you don't know, he said, made a comment about, but back, anyway, I'm not even going to repeat it. It's pretty silly. So, okay, last thoughts on the Republicans.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Well, I think if you had a bet right now, you would split your bet. You know, if you were playing roulette, you'd put a couple of bucks on Bush and a couple of bucks on Walker.
Yeah.
And hope it doesn't come up double zero. I mean, as Grantland writes, the sports writer once mm-hmm. wrote it in the early part of last century, misquoting the Bible, the race is not always to the swift nor the battle to the strong, but that's the way to bet.
Yeah. Well, I made a prediction the first of the year that by the end of the year, neither Bush nor Hillary would be the front runners.
Well, you might be right about that.
So we'll see.
That's what's so much fun about this process.
Hold on to that thought. We're going to quick break. We'll come back. We're going to talk about the Dems after these messages. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.